WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Thursday and Friday night, the Arts and Entertainment Cable Network is presenting a dramatic miniseries about one of the century's most celebrated actor couples. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Laurence Olivier and Vivien Leigh starred in two of the greatest romance movies of all time, but not together. He was Heathcliff in Wuthering Heights, and she was Scarlett in Gone with the Wind. Off-screen, shortly before those films were made, they had divorced their respective spouses and married each other, starting a 30-year love story of their own. Their often stormy relationship is the subject of Darlings of the Gods, a 4-hour miniseries on the Arts and Entertainment Network. Now, anytime you ask actors to portray other immensely talented actors, you're asking for trouble. Who would you cast, for example, in the Marlon Brando story? But Darlings of the Gods does something to shift the spotlight from Anthony Higgins, who plays Olivier, and Mel Martin, who plays Vivien Leigh. Basically, it presents a story that's so convoluted, with dialogue and structure that's so artificial and awful, that bad acting is the least of its problems. Here's a sample. Vivien is playing Chinese checkers with some handsome young men as her husband sits on the couch and mopes. One guy, Dan, jumps some of Vivian's marbles, and that's when Vivien loses hers. Listen to the dialogue, if you can hear it over the sappy soundtrack music.
Dan is a bloody little snake. He doesn't play the game.
Larry, do calm her down.
Don't try and come between us. We've been through far too much together. You'd never split us up.
It's late. I think it's time we all turned in.
I could go to hell for all you care.
As annoying as that scene is, other things about Darlings of the Gods are even worse. Like the fact that the story doesn't even begin until 1945, a decade after Olivier and Leigh met, and uses only clumsy flashbacks and flash-forwards to show aspects of their careers and private lives that should have been covered more fully. Instead, the drama focuses on the Olivier's arrival in Australia to launch a new play, and on Vivien's extramarital affair with Australian actor Peter Finch. Now why, given the amazing range of everything these actors did, on and off stage and screen, are an Australian setting and an Australian actor given the lion's share of the attention? Could it be that this particular docudrama is an Australian production? Sure enough. But Darlings of the Gods is one import that should have stayed down under.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.